You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hannah Baba. President Trump has had both strong rhetoric and policies on immigration during his presidency. Lately, the threat of ICE raids has the Latino immigrant community fearing potential deportation. One way that immigrants' lives are impacted is through remittances. That's money sent from the U.S. to other countries. In this story, KALW's Adriana Morga tells us how the current political environment affects remittances.
When you walk along San Francisco's Mission Street, you see these stores painted with bright colors with signs saying, money sending, envíos de dinero. On weekends, you can see the long lines of people waiting. Remittances, called remesas in Spanish, are sent all over the world. But on this specific street, the money is mostly sent to Latin America. Robert Avellanos is a co-owner of Money Express Center in the Excelsior District.
Día a día abrimos de las 9 de la mañana y desde que venimos de las 9 de la mañana ya hay una línea de personas esperando para empezar a procesar dinero.
He says from the moment he opens at 9 a.m., there's a line of people waiting to send money to their families.
El cliente más regular es el mexicano, salvadoreño y hondureño.
He says his most regular clients are Mexicans, Salvadorans, and Hondurans. In fact, after India and China, Mexico receives more remittance money for the United States than any other country, $36 billion in 2018. But remittances are not only about numbers. Tracking them can also tell us something about the United States' political environment. Back in 2016, then-candidate Donald Trump released a memorandum stating his plans to make Mexico pay for a wall by strictly regulating the money sent to Mexico.
We will build a great wall along the southern border, and Mexico will pay for the wall.
He laid out his plan in a two-page memo that he sent to the Washington Post. He says that he would threaten to cut off the flow of billions of dollars in payments sent home by Mexican immigrants.
The total amount of money sent to Mexico through remittances rose after Trump made those threats. It went from nearly $70 billion in 2016 to $88 billion in 2018. I asked Robert Avellanos, who owns the store on Mission Street, if he's seen any changes in the flow of customers since Trump threatened more ICE raids this summer.
Lo que llegamos a percibir o escuchar de alguna gente es que ellos estaban reteniendo su dinero en efectivo.
Robert explains to me how the flow of people sometimes depends on the news. Some days, he says, the store was empty after the news of impending ICE raids. But a little later, people line up to send all of their money out of the United States. He said everyone talks about Trump's politics. The community is afraid.
Y todo mundo habla de la política de Trump. Todo mundo viene acá con miedo, ¿verdad?
But not everyone uses brick and mortar stores to send money internationally.
Pues yo tengo una manera por medio de un website que se llama Zoom.
Ignacio Fuentes is originally from Guanajuato, Mexico. He tells me he uses a service called Zoom, owned by PayPal, which is connected to his bank account. Easy. Apps like Zoom can be convenient and could be seen as safer than doing money exchange in person. But these stores are still the most popular way of sending money to countries like El Salvador. And there are some restrictions for sending money online. For example, some of them are only in English, and others do not work with cash. So if people in the receiving country don't have bank accounts, these apps might not work. Also, some people simply do not trust online services and prefer to go to stores like Robert's.
Yo veo las grandes filas todos los días.
This is Regina Garay. She's originally from El Salvador, and now she's a street vendor on 24th Street in Mission. She said in the last couple of years, she has been seeing longer lines outside money transfer stores every day. She believes that people are sending their money out of fear of getting deported.
Entonces, ¿qué es lo que está pasando? La gente está sacando su dinero por miedo a que la deporten.
Regina says that even with all of the fear, she believes immigrant communities will be fine.
Trump ahí va a estar, y los inmigrantes aquí van a estar, y está difícil que lo saquen.
She says Trump may be in the White House, but immigrants will still be here, and it will be hard to make them leave. On Mission Street, I'm Adriana Morga for Cross Currents.
Adriana reported that story as part of our summer journalism training program.